recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's daf in Masechet Nida brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Samach Dalad, and we're holding up the Halakha Mishnah and daf Samach Yimel Amud Beit at the bottom. Hayta lemuda liyot ro'a yom 15, v'shinta liyot ro'a biyom 20, ze v'ze asurim. Continuing now with the inyan of the Vesatot, we also go back to discuss the issue of the bittul of a Veset, even though the Veset that we're talking about over here is a standard Veset that does not relate to the Veset Aguf. However, it does relate, as we'll see, to the Veset of the day of the month, or we'll also be talking about the Veset Hadiluk, which each Re'iyah has a certain pattern that connects it to the previous one, even though it's not at the same time. And then we'll question what creates such a pattern. So let's first take a look at the overall halacha. Let's say that she had her first veset 15 days. This doesn't mean 15 days after her previous re'iyah, but as we saw earlier in Masechta, it means 15 days from her tefillah, 22 days from her re'iyah. And then instead, she was shinta liyot ro'a liyom 20, which is now 27 days from her previous re'iyah. So the din is, ze v'ze asurin, both are asur because the Veset Kavua, which is what Hayta Limuda, that was her standard Riyah, the Veset Kavua is not going to disappear just because it changed once to a different day. So, and you have to be Cheshish one time for the Riyah, even if it wasn't Kavua. So she'll have to be Cheshish for both.
Next month,
for 15 days after her time of it, in other words, for 22 days, and for 27. So both are also. Now, how about if she was Mishana Shalosh Pa'amim Leyom Esrim? Then, if already she's changed her year three times from the 15th day after her tefillah to the 20th day after her tefillah, Hutar Diyom Chamisha Asar, the 15th day is no longer Asura, because she skipped it three times. Once she skips three times, she is Mevatalet. And now she was kovat a new veset for 20 because she saw three times on 20. Now 20 has the same din as the 15 does. So if I use that, if kovat la yom esrim she'eni she kovat la veset ad shetikva ena shalosh parmin ve'ena mitaharet min haveset ad sheteyaker mimena shalosh parmin. And of course we'll be discussing what exactly that little piece adds to our information. But there's no kviyut haveset unless it's kavua three times. And there's no akira of a veset that's kavua until it's mit akeret three times. Itmar. What about, raises the Gemara, the question of a pattern in re'iyah, which is not the same, and yet which relates through the pattern. For instance, let's say that she was rata yom chamishasar l'chodesh. Let's say she saw on the 15th of month A, the 16th of month B, the 17th of month C. So now I'm starting to get the idea over here is that maybe the 18th of month D would be the time that she should be right. So I see a pattern. Now, the question is whether I see a pattern or whether I am compensating by including the first re'iyah in the pattern that I'm saying, but really the first re'iyah was not part of any pattern. I have nothing to relate the first re'iyah to.
Does it start the pattern?
No, that's the question. Does it, the pattern has only happened twice.
Only have a pattern if you have it the second time.
The third time.
The third time is already.
The third time, the pattern, which would require four re'iyahs.
Yeah.
But here you only had three re'iyahs. Even though you had three re'iyahs, your brain is extrapolating back in time to include the first one in the pattern. But there really isn't a pattern that was kavua three times. The pattern was only kavua two times in the three re'iyahs. There's only two gaps, right? 15 doesn't count. Okay, 16, that's the first diluk. 17, that's the second diluk. That's the third re'iyah, the second diluk. So, here we have a machlokas. Rav amar kavala veset le diluk.
So Rav says the pattern is sufficient over here that she should be Choshesheth for the 18th day of month D. Shmuel Omer, no, she needs to be Midaleket three times, which means that she would have to see on the 18th of D, and that she would be Choshesheth for the 19th of E. Right. So actually, Tishalish Bidilut. So is this a standard machlokas that Rav and Shmuel would be arguing over here about whether you need a chazak of two times or three times? Is that the machlokas? We've looked at Rav and Shmuel, and we know what that machlokas is. That's very famous. That has to do with when do we define an isha as katlanit. So she gets married to a guy. The guy dies of a heart attack. She gets married to another guy. The next guy dies of a heart attack. She better not marry the third guy because she'll get rid of him too. So she lotina say divrei Rebbe. Why? Because two times is already sufficient for us to be choshesh that she has something to do with giving guys heart attacks. Now Reb Shimon ben Gamaliel on there. No, it's not a problem until she gets rid of the third guy. When she gets rid of the third guy, then we don't let her get rid of the fourth guy. So the shlishi. She can be tinasei, but the revi'i lo tinasei. So apparently that's a question of whether three times is required for chazaka. Two times is required for chazaka. Because Rav was saying, over here I can mazik the diluk in two times, he holds apparently like Rebbe. No, it has nothing to do with that. It may well be that all Rebbe, that Rav and Shmuel, they both agree that certainly you need three times for chazaka. The question over here is, that even though Kuli Amagrub Shimon Gamliel, Achabakam is Rabbi Zavacham Mishah Samiminyana. Rav Zavacham Mishah Samiminyana. Rav holds the first Re'iya is part of the pattern. So from 15 to 16 to 17 is three Re'iyas that are patterned Re'iyas. And Shmuel holds the pattern has to repeat. Not that you can extrapolate from the Re'iyas that the pattern will repeat. So therefore, given the law of Diluk Chazite, since you haven't seen the 15th in a diluk from the 14th, how can you include it in the count? Lav miminyanahu. You can't include that in the re'iyas. It's just the starting position for the beginning of the pattern. Ask the Gemara, what is Rav going to do with the following brayta? Eighth. So you see on the 15th. Now she sees on the 16th. The din is evizasuri. If now she changes the next month to the 17th, so what happens is that the 16th, being as it was only a one-time event, she doesn't have to worry about because she only saw that once. So huter shishasa, but she's still a surah on the 15th because she was lamuda, you see, on the 15th. And since she saw once on the 17th, so now she's a surah on the 17th, next 17th. But she skips the 17th to the next month and she sees on the 18th. The din over there is now all of them are mutter because now she's changed from the 15th three times. So she's mevata the 15th. And now she only has to worry about from the 18th on. Elam mishmona asava elach. So you see, kashil rav. So now it doesn't make any sense. Why was Rav going to say this? Rav says that actually you could be kovat the veset two times. And over here it requires three times. 16, 17, and 18. But if it wasn't 16, 17, and 18, it was only 16, 17, it wouldn't have been kovat the veset. Says Rav, what are you talking about? What does this have to do with the previous case? It says over here that she was limudalirot. Well, what does that have to do with my case? This case has a veset kavua on the 15th. The previous case didn't have a veset kavua on the 15th. That I have to be a care to be medali. Here she starts having seen for years on the 15th. So obviously I wouldn't say that now I'm going to be oiker the 15th and turn it into a veset adilu. As a matter of fact, what kind of dumb question was this? With the carry or my carry? How could somebody have asked a question like this? I mean, he sees that we insert the words haitalimuda to the previous case. So then, there's a reason for that, don't you think? Undoubtedly, the reason is because it's only in that case. Matter of fact, maybe this is even a kashan shmuel. Otherwise, why did he say haitalimuda? I'll tell you what he was thinking. He was thinking the reason that it inserts haitalimuda has nothing to do with the question of whether we would have been koveya the veset for a dialogue after only two times. That's not why it says Aitala Muda. It says Aitala Muda because Mao de Tema, Kivan de Limuda, Yakarte betrays in me, Okro, Kamashmalan. I would have thought like this. There's a tremendous difference between going from the 15th to the 20th of the month, which was the case we're talking about before. I understand the case in the Mishnah. We have to be Oiker, Sholosh, Pa'amim, or forget it. Fine. But how about where you're going from a history of sing on the 15th, and then the next month sing on the 16th, and the next month sing on the 17th. So now I can say, now wait a minute. It's true that two times, perhaps, I wouldn't have been able to be Koveya, to be Cheshesh for the next Re'iyah on the 18th, but it certainly should be enough to tell me that the 15th that I previously saw is now part of a new pattern of 15, 16, 17. That much, yes. So in other words, maybe at least it would be Shayet to be Eker, right? In other words, even though the 15th, I'd say, is not included in the numbering to be Koveya, a new Veset, but maybe at least it's considered to be Lagabi Akira of the old Veset, a change, even the 15th should now be part of a change that is a chain of change, 15th to 16th to 17th. Oh, okay, so I don't have to worry about the 15th. Can you be sure it's the 18th? No, that I can't be Koveya either.
Change for Akira.
Change Lagabi Akira. Maybe Lagabi Akira, it is sufficient. I don't need the third diluk. Because now Lagabi Akira, I can explain away the last year. And after all, that's what Akira is about. So I can explain it away. Then I'll say, okay, so apparently the 15th is no longer strong enough to be Koveya 15 days. There's always a little bit of slippage. There's a slippage of one day. So now I can understand that previous 15th day is not the same kind of 15th that it used to be. It's now a slipping 15th. Can I be sure that it's a one-day slipping? I can't be sure. So I won't be Koveya the next Veset Levila for the 18th. But I certainly have an excuse not to need to be Cheshes for two Vets, though. For the 15th and the 18th, right? And the 17th, I mean. So that's why, at least the person who asked the question, that's why we explain to ourselves that even though this is a riot, we thought, to Shmuel, and you cannot be Kovat, a Veset with less than three Dilugim, but I would have thought that maybe you could be Eker a Veset with less than three Dilugim. Kamash Malan, you cannot even be Eker the Veset with less than three Dilugim. That's why I thought it said Aitala Muda. I didn't think it said Aitala Muda to tell me that only if it was Aitala Muda do we paskin like Shmuel, but otherwise we paskin like Rav. That never occurred to me. Okay, I mean, if Rav wants to claim that's the point, you're right. I can't prove that he's wrong from this Braita, because clearly the case is different than the case that we had before. Okay, Meitve, let's take a look at another Raya. Meitve, Rata Yom Esrin Ve'achad B'Chodesh. She sees the 21st day of month A. And then Yom Esrin V'Shnayim of the next month. And then Yom Esrin V'Shlosha of the third month, B'Chodesh Zeh. How many times did she see? Three. It says over here, Kavala Veset Sirga. That's the Kavala Veset for Diluk. That's 100% a riot to Rav. Again, Shmuel. Shmuel says she needs three gaps. Over here we describe two gaps. If Sirga, we almost read the Arba, if, however, she would have jumped by 2 days, then she was not Kovat Laveset. Because you cannot create a Diluk with a different number of days in the Diluk. What's the Chiddush? Isn't that obvious? Times the Oracle in there, the Chiddush is that even though 1 month was Balei and 1 month was Choser, it would be the same amount of days in the Diluk, you cannot use that to account for the difference in the Diluk, and it's still not a Veset. Very cute. Okay.
Exact numbers? Is
it's the day of the month, because that's what we're talking about. Yeah. So anyway, I mean, look, do you have to do Shmuel? Or Malach Shmuel? Wait, but hold on a second. Didn't you notice that, I mean, every time we have a pattern, we always start on the 20th. Why? We start on the 21st. That's the point is, we're not mentioning the 20th. We're saying, in other words, a woman who was regularly saw the 20th, now she changed to the 21st, and changed to the 22nd, and changed to the 23rd. That's what it's talking about. So this was already the fourth regia. That's the point. We're talking about a case of a year. Kagon de regila, normally she would have seen on the 20th, and the first regia that we're mentioning was a regia that was Mishana to the Yom HaEsrim-Ve'Echad. And by the way, I mean, of course that's the chat. Dekanami, look, how come we started with the 21st? How come Shafkina le Yom HaEsrim? Which, I mean, first of all, it's standard. And secondly, it's so much easier. Why say Esrim Ve'Echad? We could say Esrim. I mean, so it should have started with Yom HaEsrim. So therefore, this was the most efficient way for the time to... Let's not talk about that Esrim. That's the given. Now, she sees also on the 21st. So then, so obviously, it's talking about my case, where she was Mishana already with three Dilugim. That's the point, Shbamina. Continues the Mishnah. She'in isha kovat laveset, achetik pa'ena shalosh pa'amin, says Rav Pabna. Wait, let me tell you something over here. When it says achetik pa'ena, you know what that means? That means tik pa'ena. That means that she'd be, have to be chosheshet, even though she was mevatelet two times. But even if she saw one day, she'd always have to be mecheshla to be chosheshet. She'd have to be chosheshet even if she just saw one day. So bechodesim lechosheshet. So, Rav Papa, excuse me, but I also know how to read the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that. Micah Mashron Tanina says, I tell him, that's what she said. She used to see on the 15th. Now she came and she was right to the Yom Esri. Ze veze asurin? No. Ze veze asurin. What do you think ze veze asurin means? That I was kovat, my vest said, yes, I tell the mudal, then I'll be three times I'll have to be chayish. But even though I only saw once on the Yom Esrim, I'll have to be chayish for the Yom Esrim. So what are you telling me, Chayish? Obviously she's going to be chayishet. No, says Rav Papa, not true. I am telling you a big chayish. Because let's say that you would have just read that, okay? So what's the case over there? The case over there is that the next re'iyah, over there, if she was Mishana, Yom Esrim, and remember that the case that we were talking about in the Mishnah was the case of Yom Esrim to the Tefillah, right? She was Mishana to Yom Esrim. Yom Esrim to the Tefillah is 27 from the Re'iyah, from the previous Re'iyah. That means that when she next sees, you're telling me we should be Cheshish. We should be chayish again. So the next 15th that we're saying we're going to be chayish for, where is she going to be? She's going to be in the middle of her Yomei Nidot. Here she completed her previous Nidot Vezivot, 27 days. She finished the days of Tevila. Now she's after 11 days, which is her Yomei Zivot. 4 days later, because we're talking about after Tefillah, not after Ria. 4 days later, she's 4 days into her Yomei Nidot, right? Now if we're Chayesh for a day where she's Ru'uya Liyot Nida. But let's say she was in the middle of Yomei Zivais. Let's say she would normally see on the 15th, okay? The next time she saw, from the Tefillah, remember, 15th from the Tefillah. The next time she sees during Yomei Ziva, meaning 10 days from the Tefillah. 10 days from the tefillah is the middle of her 11 days bein nida l'nida. Nu, maybe I'm a lo tekeshla. Maybe over there, where the next time she's tovelet, and now the 10th day comes, and she's in the middle of Yom Zivos. Why would I be chayish for seeing Riyos in the middle of Yom Zivos? I'll still go according to when the actual Riyah was. I'm telling you, says Rav Papa, that you could be koveya avesa to be roya, even though that re'iyah is betoch Yom HaZivos. You didn't see that from the Mishnah. The Mishnah, the next time she was going to be chosheshet, was she was chosheshet in the middle of Yom HaNidos. So I'm telling you a chiddush that you do not know from the Mishnah. That's the point. So therefore, the mikvah, fine. But the mechashla, I'm adding even because it's in the chayish to be roya 10 days after her tefillah. See, and to see that inside. Why should the chayish? You could be at least Choshesheth even in Yemei Ziva. Now, the next thing the Mishnah said was, in the rule, not only is she not kovat, but she cannot be mitaharet min aveset, meaning to be okeret aveset, unless she was okeret aveset shalosh pamim. Omer of Kappa, here too I want to make it very clear. The only reason that you need three times to be okeret aveset was because you were kovet aveset three times. So, alo amr al tekavati tlat azimne. Then you need tlat azimne lamakre. But if you had only seen this original veset twice, if you miss that period once, you're still going to be oiker. You don't have to worry about it again. And but that's what the Mishnah said. Maika Mashma, is it? Is that what the Mishnah said? Tanina. Eina isha kovatla veset achitikana shabani. Oh, it's a matteri. It says she's not kovatla veset unless she's three times. So what are you telling me? Oh, and you should know if she only saw two times, then she wasn't kovat avet. Yes, thank you. And then it's enough to skip that period once. You don't have to worry about it again. Yeah, says Rav Papa, exactly. But how do you know from the Mishnah that we don't say, if you saw three times, you need to be okay three times? The Mishnah says that. If you saw one time, you only need to miss one time. But what if you saw two times? So you might have concluded from the Mishnah, okay, one for one, three for three, let's add two for two. I'm telling you, none, there's no such thing. Either the veset is kavua, which case you need three, or the veset isn't kavua, which case you need one. There's no such thing as requiring two times to be docha veset. So ma'od etema, if you hadn't been for me, said Rav Papa, you still could have thought, made a mistake of saying, chod alechad, trey letarte, tlata letlata. Kamash malan, it's always either or. One or three.
So the only way you can okir
veset kavua
is
missing three periods.
And setting them.
Actually, that's not quite true, as we're going to see. Missing a period is not okir veset. Changing a period is okir veset. We're going to talk about that in a minute.
Creating a new kavis.
Correct. Right. Okay, Tanya Kavate de Rav Papa, actually we could prove what Rav Papa says from a bride. Here it says like this, I tell the modal yod ra yom esrim, v'shitale yom shloshim, zeveza asuri. So from the 20th day to the 30th day, she next time she has to be choshesh, for both days. Let's say now the 20th day comes along, she was careful not to sleep with her husband, because that was a chash of a yom of a vesed kavua. And now, she misses that day. The days between the 20th till the 30th, she's mutaret. But when the 30th comes, again she has to be chosheshet. So then chosheshet yom shloshim. If he gets yom shloshim and ra'ata. Now, the next yom esrim comes along. Now, get this, this is a different case. The next yom esrim comes along, and again she isn't ra'ata. Is not Rata. And now the Yom Shloshim comes along, and she's not Rata. She skips this period entirely. Now comes the next Esrim, and this time she is Rata. The 20th day of the month, she sees. Like she used to.
She missed twice on the Esrim.
Yes, but it's different. One time she missed and switched it to the 30th. One time she missed her period entirely and didn't switch it. That's the significance of this case. So now, the 30th of the next month, she isn't Raya. The 20th of the next month, where she is Raya, means that we cancel the 30th, because the 30th was never a Veset Kavua, and she only missed it once. Why? Because the second time is not called missing the 30th, because she didn't change anything else. But therefore, that's not part of our discussion. That's missing a period completely is not okay or anything. So at this point, hutar yom shloshim, v'nehesar yom esrim. The next 20th is going to be asura. Why? Because orach bizman obah, because we're going back to the original period. Ayol taina. But wait a minute, she missed three times. She changed to the 30th, and then she again got changed to the 30th, and she missed the middle one from the 20th. So three times she hasn't seen on the 20th. So why in the world is she not oker at the 20th? Says Rashi, that's the point. Missing a period is not an akirat aveset. It's only an akirat aveset when she changes the re'iyah to a different re'iyah, not skips the month entirely. So mamela, that doesn't prove anything. Now, orach mizmano ba. So now we're saying, okay, so now things are back to the way they used to be. She always used to see on the 20th of the month. The 20th of this month comes, she sees. The 30th? Now, why worry about the 30th? She already had changed the 30th 2 months ago. Therefore, we're not because, not because she missed the 30th the previous month, but because 2 months ago she had missed the 30th. That's the point. So therefore, what do you see from here? That even where you have been kovat twice, it's enough to be oker once. Right now, she went from the 30th to the 20th. That's it.
So,
Nashim bibtuleihem kigefanim. We've been fond of comparing women to figs and women to grapes. Let's compare them here to grapes. We've had other comparisons as well. But houses, all right, but that's not as romantic. Fields, yes. I'm talking about in the Mishnah. So, Nashim bibtuleihem kigefanim. Women are like grapes, like vines, actually. Vines. Yesh gefen sheyena adom. Some vines produce red wine. Yesh gefen sheyena shachor. And some provide a dark, almost black wine. Yesh gefen sheyena meruba. There are some vines that produce a lot of wine. Yesh gefen sheyena muat. Some vines have only a little bit of wine. Now remember that what we're talking about over here is biptuleihem. The ostensible connection of this Mishnah to our parak is that just like we began, we were talking about bleeding that can be attributed to other sources. And then the question is, what are the situations where we would attribute bleeding to another source? We need to be, first of all, address the obvious other source, which is bleeding from the loss of bitulim. Now, Lamaisa, next parak, is going to go into detail into the issues of precisely how long you could be seder on betulim. That's very nice. We've always seen that the end of a parak is an introduction to the next parak. But there's two different issues over here. Not stam, the question of being seder, but that we're talking about over here a norm in which she would, if she loses her betulim, bleed. So now you'll say, yeah, but you can tell the difference between that blood and the bleeding that's nidos. No, you can't. There are gefanim that have dark blood, so to speak. That's talking about biptuleihem. There are gefanim that have biptuleihem, lighter blood, red blood. So you'll say, oh, but I see the difference. You can't see the difference. You can't be certain on the difference. Now, this is very important in the next parak, where the whole point is seeing the difference, as we're going to see. So it's a beautiful introduction. But let's right now just take it for what it is. Rabbi Yehuda, so in other words, you shouldn't think that because you see a shino in the dam, necessarily this is dam, neither is not dam suri. Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, you know what? But there's one thing to remember. Every geffen is supposed to produce some wine. If it doesn't produce any wine, then it's a dorkati. Shein bayayin arez a dorkati. Now dorkati, even though it's a type of vine, has a remez to the woman. Because it also sounds like dor katua. Meaning, if there's not good wine, there won't be good children. The less bleeding, the less you can assume fertility. That's the point. So even though we were talking about betulim and lechora, that's not the same thing as her dam nidot. But basically, there's a relationship in general. If you're looking for a woman, look for a woman who's got a lot of blood. You want a bleeder. Why? Because that's a siman of fertility. Okay. Tana dor katua. The remez of dorkati is that this is going to be a cut-off generation. Because as Tari Rabbi Chia, Kishem Shah Seor Yafala Isa, look, we understand that you need Seor. I mean, yeah, you wouldn't want Seor only. You wouldn't want Dam only. But, I mean, it's good to have the sufficient amount of Seor to make a nice Kishmak Achala. Now we're on to Chalas. Before we had the Rebbe in the Dorim saying fish. So we've got fish and challahs and ta'inim, and we had lechem in the Torah. Yishu kapir tesada, you're kapir tegefen, I'm telling you. And, I mean, we had kvasim also with Avraham Melech. Tana Bishur Rabbi Meir, Kol Isha Shedameh Merubin, Baneh Merubin. You could assume a lot of blood is an indication of heightened fertility. In other words, at this point, there's a relationship. If she's a woman that doesn't seem to bleed much, then it's not necessarily a good thing. That's the point. How about if she's a youngster? She has not reached puberty, not in age, and not in sarod, and she gets married. For 4 nights, she can be bleeding, and all of that blood is assumed to be the dam of her betulim. Because she's not really old enough to be raya dam. So we don't have much of a chashash. Beit Hillel says, why only 4 nights? Until the wound is healed. And we'll talk about it in the Gemara. How do we know the wound is healed? But until the wound is healed, I don't care if it's 3 years. The bottom line is, we know that there's a reason for her to be bleeding because I'm irritating an open wound, and that causes bleeding. Then he said, how about if she's old enough to be Raya, but she hasn't yet been Raya? So Beit Shammai says, well, then we'll only give her the first night. Beit Hillel says, look, like we saw in Ketuvot, the Takon of the Chachomi was for Betulah to get married on Yom Revi'i. So therefore, we give her 4 nights, Ad Motzei Shabbat, Arba Leilot. Why we need to say both Ad Motzei Shabbat and Arba Leilot, the Gemara is going to discuss. How about if she had already been Raya while she was in Beit Aviyah? Now she gets married. She's already not a Betulat Damim. Beit Shammai Omrim Not Nimla Bi'ilat Mitzvah. She's allowed to have intercourse once while she's bleeding, because that's the assumption that is Dam Betulim. Why do we call that Bi'ilat Mitzvah? Tosfos explains in Ketuvot, since it says, Ein Isha Korat Brit, Ela Misha Asakli, a woman really only enters into a deep relationship with the individual that took away her virginity. So it's a special relationship. That special relationship leads to heightened activity between them, because they love each other more. And therefore, there'll be more Asek in period of Arivia. So we call that Bilat Mitzvah. Beit Hillel Omrim, even there, we don't only give her one chance at intercourse. We give her the whole night. So even if she's bleeding, she can sleep with him again and again. It's not a problem. That night.
She wasn't bleeding from before. She
well, of course not. She'd have to be mitu'eret from her nidais, obviously. On Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, this din is even if she was ra'ata, that even if she, before she got married, she's too young to be raya, and lamaisa she was raya. That's exactly the same thing, because lamaisa being raya is just simply a one-time event, and it's not part of what we have to be chayish for. Some learn, even if she had been raya 3 times, bebet aviyah, we still consider it to be a Eina Yezman Elirot, and we would still give her the Ach Traya Maka Alibet Beit Hillel.
Is
the man
age?
Yeah, right. He has to be 12 and reach puberty. How do I know that? Because since in the Seifa of the Mishnah, it talks about a case where she was old enough and had also been Roya Bebeit Aviyah, and in the Reish of the Mishnah, when it says she's not old enough, it doesn't say anything about Ra'ata Bebeit Aviyah. So you see that Ra'ata Bebeit Aviyah is irrelevant to the case in the Reisha where she wasn't old enough. That's the point. Mirka Mafik B'Seifa Ben Ra'ata Ben Shalor Ra'ata. So then clearly in the Reisha, it really doesn't make any difference. Lo Shnahach, Lo Shnahach, as I said, to Machloikas L'maisa, whether this is even Raya 3 times or only Raya once by accident, so to speak. Now, Tanya, we also learn this in a bright Tanya Namiach. Beit Hillel Omrim Achet Techaya Hamaka Bein Rata Bein Lo Rata. So here Beit Hillel even says, the Lashon of the Mishnah is more Mekutsar. But Lamaisa the Brighta, Beit Hillel openly says, I don't care if she was in Raya Bebeit Aviyah, if she's too young to be Raya, I give her Bechozot the Achet Techaya Hamaka. Now, how do we define Achet Techaya Hamaka? At Kama, Omer Rav Yehuda, look, while I was learning with Rav, Rav told me, Kol Zman Shenocheret. We're going to see what that means. Nocheret is usually the word that we use for clearing your throat. called nocheret. I don't know of a word in English for nocheret.
Snoring.
No? Snoring?
No. Clearing your throat.
Clearing your throat.
Moderate even if you rise.
Hiccups. Hiccups.
No? How do you say to clear your throat? What do you do in order to clear your throat? I don't know if there, I don't know if there's a common word in English for the noises that you make in the chira in snoring, which is the modern word for the normal use of the word nechira, is because, as we'll see, the meaning of nechira is rubbing against something. So the air rubbing against the tissues in the back of the nose creates the sound of snoring. Air coming from your lungs while you're constricting you're constricting the larynx is the sound of the other nechira. So it's going to turn out that what Rav is saying is that when you create a friction and the wound does not respond to friction, obviously it's a strange way, as you can't really snort through your vagina, but there are things that can be done that are the equivalent of nechira, which we'll see. So Rav said nechira. Now, says Rav Yehuda, but when I went to learn by Shmuel after Rav was nifter, to Kamritik I made a Shmuel, and I told him this, he said, I don't even know what that word means. What is that? Nechira zu eini yode amav. I'll tell you what the din is like this. Kol zman sharok matzui betoch haper, machmat tashmish, that's the shear. So in other words, if you see that every time you penetrate her, she's always bleeding, so then that means that's what's causing the bleeding. And if that's the case, you can assume that it's all from the makah. But says the Gemara, but what does it mean, the chira to come around? I mean, it's all very nice for Shmuel to say, I don't know what he's talking about. Well, what was he talking about? The chira to come around, I heard from Rav what it means. The Dizimah Farshuim, you need a Rav. It means like this. Suppose she stands up and she starts to bleed. But while she's sitting, she doesn't bleed. Okay, what do you think that's the reason? The reason is because when she's sitting, she's pulling apart the sides of her vagina. And therefore there's no friction. She stands up and now she's creating friction. So that's no carrot, essentially. So she's irritating it. Okay? So then, if that's the case, biyadua shelo chayta makah. Why is there a difference? There's a difference because there's a wound there. When it comes to nida, it makes absolutely no difference. She's standing, sitting. Well, what difference would it make? Let's say she sits on hard ground and she bleeds. She sits on soft pillows and she doesn't bleed. Now, you're telling me that has something to do with nidais? Obviously not. Nidais have nothing to do with irritation or with pressure. It's just hormones. So if there's a difference in what type of surface she's sitting on, which would cause her vagina to be more irritated or less irritated, so then for sure she's got a wound. So biyadua shelo chayta makah. But if it makes no difference what she's standing on, or whether she's sitting or standing, whether she is raya or not raya, but the point is it makes no difference. That's the point. So agabi kulam v'ro'a, agabi kulam v'ino ro'a. So then it means that you're unable to affect the makah. Biyadua, that there is no makah anymore, it's already healed. Biyadua shechaita makah. Now, it says in a case where she is old enough to be raya, but was never raya, so then what would be the din? The din would be that we give her, according to Beit Hillel, 4 nights ad Motzei Shabbat. We said it's a little bit strange. I mean, 4 nights ad Motzei Shabbat, why do I need both Lashonot? So the question is like this. Suppose this is a really hot girl, and she's Mishameshet the whole time. Day, not only night. So she's Mishameshet beyond. Does she use up her time by also sleeping with him in the day? And we said, Leilot means that normally they'd have sex at night, but Lamaisa, she has these 4 times, meaning these 4 onot. But I mean, if she uses them up in the daytime, she's going to use them up in the daytime. We can't rely on all of this stimulation and say that it's only dam betulim. So what's the din? So Rav says, what's the difference? Well, if you see that Leilot, why should she lose the night for the day? And Levi said, no, if she uses up her time in the daytime, then she can't have that night. So if you see the Leilot. Rav says, look, read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ad Motzei Shabbat. So Ad Motzei Shabbat obviously means, I don't care. I mean, but so it says Ad Motzei Shabbat, therefore, Levi says, read the Mishnah. It says Arba Leilot. Why do you think it says Arba Leilot? So my Arba Leilot, it's got to mean that, okay? So you see the Leilot. My Arba Leilot Iktani. So the meaning of four nights means four nights, meaning four 12-hour periods. Arba Onot. She wants to change the day into the night. That's her problem. But we can't give her to eight Onot. So wait, so how does Rav explain the fact that it says Arba Leilot with extra words? Why bother saying it? Lama Leilamit Arba Leilot. Says Rav, because it wants to teach you Derech Eretz. The Mishnah is not telling you an amount of time. Because it says Ad Matzoy Shabbos. It wants to tell you to have a little bit of tznias. You're going to have sex. It should be at night. That's all that it's teaching you. Orech Harakam Arshmon. It's telling you Derech Eretz. The Darkah, the Bingam B'Leilot. The proper time for such activity is nighttime. The Levi. And according to Levi, how does he explain the fact that it says Ad Matzoy Shabbat? It should just say Arba Leilot. So Ad Matzoy Shabbat Lama. Oh, this was a big Kiddush. Are you allowed to have sex on Friday night? In a case where you're going to be breaking her tulim? This woman, you may cause her to bleed. You can't do that on Shabbos. So, comes on the mission to say it's not a problem. And even on Friday night, you would be allowed to sleep with her. Kamashma Deshori Lamiva. Even here, this Lechatchila doesn't appear in Ketuvot, but Lamaisa, even for the first time on Shabbos, like Shmuel says, the Pirtzad Dechuka. Look, it's not as if there's no opening. There's an opening. It's a tight opening. So you may take a look at a building. You've got a broken wall. You want to slide through the wall. So now we're going to tell you, well, you know, what happens if you break off another piece and you're making a petach on Shabbos? You don't have to worry, maybe you could go into it, appear to the chukah. Even though it may cause some stones to fall out, but as long as you could get in without breaking it, so yeah, we don't have to be chayish. Alpha pishamesh your tzorot. Itma, ba'al v'lo matzad dam. How about if lamaisa, they sleep together, there's no dam betuli. Then the next night, cause of a ball, and now there is dam. Oh, something's very suspicious. Must be that now she got her period. So it comes along with Chanina, so you have to say she's Tameya. Rav Asa says, no, she has four nights, so she's still Tahira. Rav Chanina Amar Tameya, obviously says Rav Chanina, look, if Lamaisa, this woman, had Dam Betulim, so why didn't she bleed the first time? She might have Dam Betulim, she should have bled the first time that they had sex. Rav Asa says, why? Could be she's Torah because it could be the first time Dilmai Drami like it is Shmuel. Maybe it just happened to manage to penetrate without breaking Betulim. Look, Shmuel's a doctor. He's a gynecologist also. And Shmuel said, look, I could sleep with a woman 100 times and never break her Betulim. Yorcholani livo kama bilot belodam because I understand the structures and I know exactly how to slip in without causing any damage. And it's a question of positions and being careful and so on. So maybe this guy accidentally, even if he's not a bucky, if Shmuel knows how to do it up front, so maybe it just happened. So yeah, that's a good point, actually. In other words, it's not necessarily that one is going to break Ketulim. So what does Rabbi Chanina do with that? Vida, Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says, no, this is not something that happens by accident. To all the regular guys who are a bunch of bulls in a china shop, it doesn't happen. You need to be Shmuel. It's not that Shmuel is saying, look, it's not, other people just manage by accident. I could do it 100 times in a row. No, Shmuel is saying, with my great bekiyut. So Shmuel, the Rav Gufresh, was a great man, has tremendous bekiyut. He can do such things. But if you don't know exactly what you're doing, it's not going to just happen. And therefore, you can't bring a raya from Shmuel at all. Oh, now hutar chamishasar v'kavala yom esrim she'inisha kovat laveset ad she'tikpe'ena shalosh pa'amim ve'ina metaheret min aveset ad she'teyaker bimena shalosh pa'amim itma. Rata yom chamisha salachodesh ze, v'yom shisha salachodesh ze, v'yom shiva salachodesh ze. Rav Amar, okay, I see the pattern. Kavala veset l'diluk. Shmuel Amir says, yeah, optical illusion. You're seeing a pattern. You need three times that the pattern should appear. So So first we thought, famous machloket about an isha katlanit, the tanya nisekel ishan v'meit, l'sheni v'meit. Says Rebbe, better not let her get married again. She'll kill him too. L'shlishi lo tinasei, divir Rebbe. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, No. We can let the third guy die too. L'shlishi tinasei. L'yerevi'i lo tinasei. So that's the machlokas. No, that's not the machlokas. The question is how to define patterns. You can include the first member of a continued series in the series. So therefore the 15th counts. Three times. That's Biminyana. Shmuel says, no. The series is defined by the space between the Re'iyas, not the Re'iyas. So, came with the Lav B'dil of Chazite, how can you include it? Lav Biminyana. Eitve to Rav. Haital Mudal Yot Rayom Chamishasa. Veshintal Yom Shishasa. Zevezasurin. Shintal Yom Shivasa. Now, Utar Shishasa. Menesar Chamishasa. Veshivasa. Shintaliyom Shmonasa. Oh, now Hutru Kulam Venasura Lishmishmonasa Ve'elet. Kashal Rav, why do I need three times of Dilur? Omlacha Rav, what are you talking about? It says Limuda. Obviously, over here she has a Veset Kavur, we can't include it in the new Veset. And yeah, you know something, Tekari Lamai Kari, that's a pretty dumb question, isn't it? No, because I could say that the only reason it mentions Limuda is Yitzricha Luma, the Tebbe given to Limuda, via Karte. So it could be that now it becomes part, Legabi Akira, of a new pattern, and betrays him Neakrala. Kamash Malan, Meitve. Rata Yom Esrim Vechad Bechodesh Zeh. Yom Esrim Vishnayim Bechodesh Zeh. Yom Esrim Vishlosha Bechodesh Zeh. Kavala Veseh. Sirga to Yom Esrim Varba. No. Then lo kavala veset. But anyway, says Rebbe Befeirish, two times, three riyas, two times dilu kavala veset. Do you have to do Shmuel? Yeah. But that's three diluks, because obviously, hakma iskinan, kegon derigilala merzeb yom esrim, vishintal yom esrim vechat. I mean, didn't you notice? Dekanami deshakinan, lo yom esrim. We start with yom esrim vechat. Why would we start with yom esrim vechat? To remind you that we're talking about over here that the Shinui was Liyom Echad. Shema Mina. She'ini Shakovat Laveset Hachitik Ve'ena Shalosh Pemi. Omrif Papa. Lo'an Ela Lemikim Ba'an. Aval Amecha Shla B'chadazim Nechashim. Marka Mashman Tanina. Ita Lemuda Liyot Ra'a Yom Chamisha Sefer Shinta Liyom Esrim Zeveze Esrim. What's the problem? Because he mihata. But let's say she was Bashad at the 10 days after it feel. So then already she would be in the middle of her Yemei Ziva. Maybe you're not Kovatav or you're not Kaishra Vesa. The Lord Kaima Betoch Medita, Emalo, Kamash Balan, even Leoma Siri. So then, but if she was kavat on the tray zimne, you can oiker afila bechara zimne. Well, of course, my kamashma tanina. Any shakovat la veset achik tikvena shalosh brami. Yeah, but if you hadn't heard what I told you, madatema chodel echad and tray la tray. The Mishnah talks about chodel chodel tlata tlata. I'm telling you, what about trailer trade? You might have thought that too. Kamash v'lan, either or. It's either one or three. Tanik about the Rav Papa. Haita lemuda liyot roa yom esrim. Vishinta liyom shloshim. Zevizasurim. Higia yom esrim v'lorata. Muteret l'shamesh ad yom shloshim. But she's chosheshet to yom shloshim. Higia yom shloshim v'ra'ata. Then, higia yom esrim v'lo ra'ata. Higia yom shloshim v'lo ra'ata. והגיע יום 20 וראת הותר יום 30 ונעשר יום 20. Why? Because she was chayzer to be orach bezman hoba, even though she missed the period. Nashim bibtulotehem ki gefanim. יש גפן שיינה אדום, יש גפן שיינה שחור, יש גפן שיינה מרובה ויש גפן שיינה מועט. רבי יהודה אומר, כל גפן יש בו יין. If אין בו יין, הרי זה דור קטי. תנא, the remez here, דור קטי, it's דור קטוע. תנא רבי חייא, כשם שהשעור יפה לאישה, כך דמים יפים לאישה. תנא משום רבי מאיר, כל אישה שדמיה מרובין, בניה מרובין, הדן הלך האישה. תינוקת שלא הגיע זמן לראות ונישאת, בית שמאי אומרים נותנים לה ארבע לילות, בית הלל אומרים עד שתחיה המכה, הגיע זמן לראות ונישאת, בית שמאי אומרים נותנים לה לילה ראשון, בית הלל אומרים עד מוצאי שבת ארבע לילות, ראתה עבודה בבית אביה, and then she gets married, בית שמאי אומרים נותנים לה בילת מצווה, בית הלל אומרים כל הלילה כולה. אומר נחמן יצחק אפילו ראתה ממאי, because look, in the Sefer, where she is old enough, it's Maflik Ben Rata Ben Shalo Rata. Michla the Reisha, where she's not old enough. Loshna, whether she is Rata, but Loshna, not Rata. Tanya Meachi, Bet Yilel Amri Macha Tachaya Maka, Ben Rata Bedeta Via, Ben Lo Rata. Ach Chaya Maka, Ad Kama, Omri Vidom Rav Kozman Shinoch Keret. Kamrita Kamina Shmuel Amar Li, I have no idea what that means. Nechiraz when you're there, my. Kozman Sharok Matsui Bepeh Machmat Tashmish. But what does Nechira to come around me? Echidami. Omer Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Levidi Mifar Shalemine de Rav. Omedet Viroa. Yoshevet Veina Roa. Clearly that's not Nides. Yadush Lochet Amaka. If she's Yoshevet Agabe Karka Viroa. Again, that can't be Nidais, that has to be Shulchet HaMakah. But if there's no difference, I don't care whether Agabe Kulam Ra or Agabe Kulam Ein Ra, the point is there's no difference. There's no difference, B'yadua Shulchet HaMakah. He gives money to the road, so we give her 4 nights. Idmar, what about if she Shimsha B'yom? Says Rav, she still has 4 nights. Levi said, no, then the day takes place in the night. If she doesn't look. Rav Amar Loiv Sidalei Lot, it says Ad Motzei Shabbat Man. Levi Amar Loiv Sidalei Lot, and the Arba Leilot don't mean literally Leilot. They mean Arba Onot. And the Rav, this of course would be a typical Israeli reason to call a hotel Arba Onot. You understand? The Four Seasons. The Four Seasons is really a remnant of the honeymoon suite. Well, the Rav Lomali Lamitna. Arba Leilot, if it really is Ad Motzei Shabbat, Orach Arach HaMashron. The Darka Debiya Beleilot, Ula Levi, Litnei Arba Leilot, why should it say Ad Motzei Shabbat? Because HaMashron Asher Lomilach HaTchila B'Shabbat Kiri Shmuel. Then HaShmuel appears at the Chukah Mutar Lekanezba B'Shabbat, even though maybe it'll be Meshir Tzorot, Itmar, Baal V'lo Matzadam. And then Chazar V'Baal Matzadam, Rebbe Chanin Omer Tmeyah, Rebbe Asir Omer Torah, Rebbe Chanin Omer Tmeyah, the Inita David Dan Betulim, why didn't it come out originally? Rebbe Asir Omer Torah, because the Omer Yitramili, it just worked out, Kirishmo, the Omer Shmuel Yecholani Levo Kama Bilod Belodam, so maybe this guy managed to do it without by accident. V'idach, it doesn't happen by accident, said Rebbe Chanina, Shani Shmuel Deraf Guvrei.
That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11. Okay, today's daf is daf Samach Dalet, Masechet Nida. We're holding at the Mishnah on the bottom of Samach Gimel on the base of Sabajash. It starts off the proceedings with a bang.
Yup, the Heilige Mishnah.
Hayta l'ruda l'hiyot ro'a yom 15. V'shita l'hiyot ro'a l'yom 20. Ze v'ze asurim. Now, this is something that we discussed earlier. As a matter of fact, we even discussed it once yesterday. And the question is, if she had
a period that was set for the 15th, and Haitali Muda means that that was already a Veset Kavua, so she had seen that wave three times already. And now she changed it once to be Roa on the 20th. Zerbazah Asurim, both days are Asur. Shinta Pa'amayim Liyom Esurim, Zerbazah Asurim. Furthermore, if she changed twice, so she still had the Veset Kavua of three times for Yom Chamisha Asar, two times Liyom Esurim, again Zerbazah Asurim, because you cannot be Oker a Veset Kavua in less than three separate akirot. Shinta shalosh pa'amim liyom esrim. However, the third time that she changes now to be roa on the 20th, hutar chamishasar v'kavala yom esrim. She is now muteret, in other words, she does not have to be chosheshet any longer for re'iyah on the 15th, and now has to be chosheshet for re'iyah on the 20th. She'ein isha kovat laveset ad she'tikve'ena shalosh pa'amim. Because a woman can only be kovat aveset once it was three times kavua, ve'ena mitaheret ben aveset, and she doesn't lose the veset that was previously kavua, ad she'teaker mimena shalosh pa'amim, until it was interrupted three times. Is this a health issue? Is this eating a health issue, health requirement? If it is, fine. Now, if you have a sugar problem, by all means,
No, that's not because I feel like I need more energy.
No, more energy will do outside of for more energy. So, there's a number of issues in this Mishnah that we've sort of allowed to just pass by us as we've done it earlier, but we ought to confront them right now. The assumption that we've been making all along is that we're talking about the 15th of the month or the 20th of the month. The problem is, the 15th of the month and the 20th of the month gives us an unequal number of days between the various re'iyas. And normally, we certainly would have assumed that something which has a periodicity, such as the menses, would be dependent on a similar amount of time between each re'iya. In other words, to say that coincidentally, whatever happens to be the new month, that month, because we were koveyad bezdin, day X or day Y, and to have that as the period that is kavua is a little bit strange. And the truth is that although we take for granted the concept of the Veset HaChodesh, in which indeed the Kviyut HaVeset, as defined as Rosh Chodesh by Beit Din, defines the Veset, the Ramban not only takes exception to this, he says it's totally, absolutely insane. How can anybody think such a thing? Because, I mean, I clearly we're talking about a veset hadilug. In other words, it's got to be that we're talking about a case, just to simplify, so we're talking about a case where it happens to be that you have 3 months of equal length. I mean, once you don't have equal length, then of course you're going to have to adjust it. Now, in that, practically speaking, we ignore the Rambam totally. In other words, we hold that there is such thing as a veset hachodesh. The answer to the Ramban has become a very mystical answer, the same way that we say Bezdin is koveya a shana meuberet, so now the betulim of less than a 3-year-old will be chozrot, whereas had they not, it would not have been chozrot. So that's magical. So the same thing happens with the month. It goes according to Bezdin's kviyut. Now, of course, there are other Rishonim who speak out, and Achronim that prove that the Ramban certainly would agree with that, that it is possible that there's an adjustment to the menses based on the relationship to the tides of the moon. In other words, all he's saying is that it can't be a non-objective tie-in, just a day of a month, which in a lunar month can be very much different than the molad. But it certainly would be reasonable, says the Ra'a, to tie it to the molad, because we do find that certain rhythms are indeed adjusted by objective things that occur outside of a person. So we have the brain adjusts, hormones adjust to various rhythms, and this is one possible rhythm. And the Ramban's Taina would only be where it was arbitrarily adjusted to the month, because, I mean, we don't follow really the molad. We follow, first of all, even when we follow the molad, it's only the molad, the memutza, which is the average molad.
not the real Molad, and even then, we sometimes allow the day to slip a little bit if we have a leap year or other needs for adjustment. You're not the latest returnee anymore. So that's it. You lost your whole special.
Really?
Yeah. Who
came?
He just returned this morning.
Fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic. Now you're gonna have to come on time. Uh-huh. Because I mean, he's got the same jet lag time that you have. All right. So this was one of the issues. The other issue is the diuk in the closing of the Mishnah. This repetitious Ein Isha Kovat Laveset Achtik Be'ena Shalosh Pa'amim Ve'inam Mitaharet Mena Veset Achteyaker Mimena Shalosh Pa'amim. Is that the same thing? In other words, is it possible that she would be Okeret Aveset by simply not seeing on that day? She is always Ro'ah the 15th. This case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, gives us a case where there's an alternative switch to the 20.
The flip side.
Yeah, but suppose there's no switch. Suppose she was never kovat aveset. That was an alternative. So she missed the 15th. And maybe she missed it, maybe she missed it totally. It hasn't been raw down for 3 months. Or maybe she missed it just different ways each month. When she was Roa on the 19th, and when she was Roa on the 23rd, and without any Kviyut Veset in its place.
I thought my understanding was that she has a Kavua time.
She had a Kavua time.
And then three consecutive
changes.
Cycles, there is... It's
a
not
new Kavua time. And it's a different one. The case in the Mishnah is... Well, that's the case in the Mishnah. The question is, can the two pieces that the Mishnah closes with, can they be separated? There's two different issues here. It happens to be that for efficiency's sake, we link the two things in the Mishnah. But the truth is, had she missed the 15th, so then she would have lost the 15th. Okay, it doesn't mean she has a new one. The difference would be then, if you hold that it's only in the kviyut of a new veset, that the moment she would be roa again on the 15th, in other words, missing three times certainly defines the fact that she is no longer set to see on the 15th. But when she sees again on the 15th, let's say 2 months later, we'll say, so she's back to normal. Mashenkin, if she was kovat something else, there is no back to normal, because now the something else has become normal. Okay, this is actually a machlokas. I mean, it's not so poshut among the poskim, and the Shulchan Aruch indeed with Pascha, that she will go back to normal in a case where she was not kovat an alternative veset. Itma, ra'ata yom chamisha asar l'chodesh zeh, v'yom shisha asar l'chodesh zeh, v'yom shiva asar l'chodesh zeh. Rav amar kavala veset l'dilul. So what happens here is, there's definitely a cycle, but it's a progression. Each cycle is plus one of the previous cycle. And therefore, says Rav, okay, in three re'iyot, she has now defined that progression. And now she will be Choshesheth for the 18th of the next month. V'shmuel amar, achetishalesh b'dilug. Wait a second. We can't be koveya a chazaka of a progression if we haven't had the progression establish itself 3 months, three times. Three times mean you need three gaps, not three values. Rob was giving us three values. Let's say 15, 16, 17. That's three values. But how many dilugim have there been? Only two. So Shmuel, how can you create a kviyut with a chazakah that is two and not three? Therefore, Shmuel Amar, Hachet Tishalesh B'dilug. Now, should we just take the easy way out and say, the name of Rabbi Shmuel Gepluk to the Rabbi of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Kamiflege? Is this just another example of the classic machlokas that we've had in so many places between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel about what establishes chazaka, two times or three times? And of course, the famous case is the Katlanit, the Tanya, Niset L'Rishon V'Meit, L'Sheni V'Meit, a woman who marries husband one, who mysteriously drops dead. Marries husband two, who mysteriously drops dead. She better not marry number three if he knows what's good for him. Divrei Rebbe. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer l'shlishiti nase. No, she can marry number three, but when he drops dead, l'revi lo tenase. She shouldn't marry number four. Which apparently is a mark. I mean, if, you know, you want to rely on Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in this case.
I'd want a second opinion.
Absolutely. So therefore, we would have over here a machlokas about what defines a chazaka. So here too, we would say that Rav holds two times as efficient holds like Rebbe, and Shmuel holds you need three dilugin holds like Rav and Shimon ben Gamliel. Says the Gemara, the Kuling Amak Rav and Shimon ben Gamliel. It's very possible that both Shmuel and Rav agree that you certainly need three times to establish a chazaka. We have a different machlokas over here. Lach b'arka miflegeh. Rav savar chamisha asar miminyana. V'shmuel savar kima de lav b'diluk chazite lav miminyana. The question over here is whether a progression includes its first value. And so we have, therefore, 15, 16, 17. So we have three points of reference. And we now have established a progression with 3 points. We can include the first point as part of the progression, Dinah's Rav, even though we haven't established the gap 3 times. But if you give this to any child and say, what's the next number? He'll tell you what the next number is. So therefore, we have a chazaka, even according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Whereas Shmuel says, well, but kiven de lo bedila chazite, I mean, 15 isn't a value, because it's only there now as a baseline to establish the first value of diluk, which is now 16. Therefore, you can't count it. And lav miminyanahu, it isn't included in the 3 re'iyot. Eitzvei, so now we seem to be able to bring a raya from the following. Haitalimuda liyot ruah yom chamishasa. We just saw her previous fi'ut, she was limuda, was to see on the 15th. Shinta liyom shishasa. Now in this case, the Brisa gives us, a change to the 16th, zeveze asurim. So now the 16th asurs her, if she misses the next 15th, she still has to worry once about the 16th, right? As we say, we're chashish, one time. Shinta liyom shiv'asa. Of course, she'll also have to worry about 15, because that's only going to be ne'akar 3 times. She now changes to the next time, misses the 15th and the 16th, now sees on the 17th. Now, the 16th is now out of the running, because clearly it hasn't been kavua. So, hutar shishasa, v'ne'asar chamishasa. Now, the 15th is still asura, because it was haitali muda. And now, the 17th, however, for the next month will become a question, because she saw the 17th this month, so therefore she may see on the 17th the next month. Suppose in the next month she does not see on the 17th, and she is shinta liyom shmanasa. She now sees on the 18th. Ah! If she now sees on the 18th, hutru kulam. We now have established a 3-time dilog. Dilog! In other words, we needed to skip one additional day 3 times, not see 3 times. So clearly, Taina Shmuel, from this point on, where it says, meaning post 18, doesn't have to consider anything before the 18th. No. So that means she needed to change once to the 16th, once to the 17th, and once to the 18th. That's 4 years with 3 dilugim between them. See? I'm right. You, according to you, Rav, 2 dilugim should have been sufficient, including the 15th, as the first of the progression. Tzakashi l'Rav. Amalek Rav, and Rav tells you the obvious answer. You don't have a progression that allows you to use the 15th here, because the 15th was present as a previous pattern. It says, Haitali Mudali Rotsa. How can you include the 15th now in this new pattern? I'm talking about a case where there was no kviut before. You're now looking at a pattern. Do you see a pattern in 15, 16, 17? Thank you. That's sufficient. Now don't tell me when you see 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 16, 17, that then you see a pattern in 15, 16, 17. What kind of question is that? It's more actually, now that you mention it, the Kahari, the Maikahari, who asked such a question? But what was the thought even? I mean, didn't you understand that if the Mishnah gives you specifically this case, that it means the only reason that you need to have the dealer three times is because of the fact that she was Aita Limudah? I mean, you can't ask from that. No, you see, there's another reason that the one who asked the question thought it was askable. Because he believed that it actually wouldn't have made the slightest bit of difference if she was not limuda lirot bechamishasa. He has another explanation for why it is that the Tana anyway wanted to mention the case of limuda. Because you'd say, look, Shmuel, let me ask you something. I mean, according to you, the Tana, if he wants to teach what you claim he wants to teach, let him give Dafka a case where she's not limuda. And then we would see that even where I would have included the first value in the progression, I still need four values in order to establish three gaps. So if anything, this is a kasha on you, right? I mean, so what were you thinking to ask on Rav? The only solution to that is to recognize that there's some other need for saying Haita Limuda. And in terms of this, it's relatively unimportant because it would have been the same anyway, according to Shmuel, because even if she wasn't Limuda, you would need to. So that's not the point. What was that extra chiddush that the Tana was driven to teach us by talking about a case where she was Limuda, if exactly the same halacha would have been, even if she wasn't Limuda, that she still would have needed three times? Answer Shmuel, because Mauda Tema, I might have thought that the point of mentioning Limuda is that Kivan de Limuda, the Akarte, that since over here she was Limuda, and now she was Okeret, that Limuda. In other words, what it was that she was Limuda to do on the 15th. So she changes now to the 16th and to the 17th. It says that she's still Asura on the 15th. So I would have thought that if she was Okeret the 15th twice, now that is enough to ignore the 15th. Because after all, she's clearly now being Overet into a new pattern. So she's adding one to her previous Re'iyas. That's enough to be Iker, the old one of the 15th, even though it may not sufficiently define that this is a pattern that's going to go on forever, but I can see what's happening. Therefore, let me be Oker the 15th, even at the second time that she misses the 15th. That's why it mentions that. Just to tell you, Agav, it really, we couldn't care less what the reason is for missing her period. You know, it's missing your period and giving us a good reason. Okay, she's apparently now starting to add a day to each period. That's not enough of a reason to say she's okay at the old period. That's all it wants to add. So therefore, so I would have thought betray Zimna Akrali. Come on, Shmuel, that no, that's not going to help. But as far as the three gaps necessary to establish a new period, for that it really doesn't matter. So Shmuel, you would have needed that even if she wasn't Limud Alirot in the 50s. Okay, so it's no kash on Rav, it's no kash on Shmuel. How about this? Meisve. Ra'ata yom 21 b'chodesh zeh. Yom 22 b'chodesh zeh. Yom 23 b'chodesh zeh. Notice, over here it does anything about Haita Limuda Lirot. So, if she sees on the 21st, the 22nd, and on the 23rd, so then it says, Kav ala veset, she's kovata veset. If she jumps 2 days in the last Re'iyah, Chodesh 1, Chodesh 2, Chodesh 3. No, the next month. A, B, and C. That's the way one says that in Hebrew. So, to Yofta Shmuel, here it only gives two gaps, three reference points. 1, 2, and 3 months. And that's sufficient. Apparently Shmuel is wrong. Amalacha, Shmuel Alchubim, I ask Kinan Kagon de Regila Lamirze Biomesrim, Vishintaliomesrim Yachat. Over here, the first value wasn't given. The first value was the 20th. We don't mention the 20th. We mention the first gap. That's the point. Don't think that I'm just being stubborn, okay? Deuteronomy, the truth is, if you'll notice, every time Atana gives numbers, he always starts on either an even number or on a number 5. So it should have started on, you could start on the 15th, go to the 16th. You could start on the 20th to go to the 21st. But you don't start on the 21st to go to the 22nd. If you start on the 21st, it means you're assuming the 20th. So it means the past month, she had been right on the 20th. The assumption was she was right on the 20th. Instead, she sees on the 21st. So the first value that was given over here was the first value of Diluk. The Shafkin on the Yom Esrim, why else do you think that we dropped the 20th? The Nakat on Yom Esrim Ve'achad. We start on the 21st, keep things efficient. Like, if you want to sit here and discuss it for 5 minutes, that's pretty inefficient. Shema Amina. Therefore, on the contrary, I think this price is a riot to me. Okay, you don't like it as a riot. But don't ask me from it.
A woman that doesn't have a vested.
Baruch Atah Adonai. Just.
A woman that doesn't have a vesting and then sees like this. Is Kovata vesting?
That's what we're talking about, yeah.
No, she has no vesting.
Right, that's what Rav says. Okay. What do you mean? She had no vesting. Now, of course, note that the word is kovat. In other words, that's to make it permanent, so it would take 3 times now to be okir. However, to be concerned that the next month you may end up being roa on this same date, for one time, she'd have to be chayish. My kamashma, I don't understand. That's what the Mishnah says. I don't need Rav Papa to teach me that. It says, Tanina, I tell the Muda the Yodro Ayom Chamisha Asar, Vishintala Yom Esrim. It says that. It says that you have to worry now about the 20th, even though the 20th was only seen once. I don't know, what does Rav Papa have to teach me what a Mishnah says?
But only one time that next month.
Mm-hmm. Because imi ha'atam ha'vamina b'toch yemei nidotah, I might have thought that where the yom, the new yom that she is changing to, is now included within the days that she would have been a nida. So, in other words, it's the same number of days is after the time of nidas, because what we're talking about over here, 15. Means 15 from the tefillah, 22 from the time of her nidus, which is in the middle of the next nidus. But how about if it wouldn't have been in the days of her nidus? It would have ended up coming out in the days of her zivas. So let's say now she sees earlier, and it falls out in the 11 days. So over there you don't have to be choshesh for even one time, for a veset, because ein isha kovat veset bimei zivatan. In other words, you cannot create a veset where it's less than the 18 days between one re'iyah and the next, as is given halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai. Since you can't be kovat a veset, it would make sense to say, perhaps, that you also shouldn't be chosheshet for a veset. Comes along Rav Papa to say, you are nonetheless chosheshet once, even though that chash is not based on the possibility of being kovat. By the way, this touches on a major issue that really follows throughout the Masechta between the Rishonim. It's also very popular Torah in the Achronim, about whether the din of the chash for a single veset is because an event that takes place once may take place again, which is difficult to find a marker for, or whether a kviyut veset, which now is machayev you to be choshesh, leads us to worry that this woman who has a veset kavua is changing her veset kavua, and that what we are looking at is a new kviyut, but not because there was actually a chash because something happened once and may happen again. Why? Now this would be one of the nafkaminas between those two approaches. If it's impossible to her, for her to be kovat in the middle of Yemei Zivas. So you would have thought, well, she couldn't possibly now be changing her normal Re'iyah to less than an 18-day cycle, because such a cycle anyway is not acceptable. And therefore, the only reason to be choshish over here would be because, well, something happened once, so let's be choshish for it. But so, l'chora, this Rav Papa issue over here brings this whole question to a head. If we're telling us that you could be choshesh even for once, b'tochi mezi vata, kamash v'lan.
And this would be true for yesterday's Gemara as well, right? All the different, universal symptoms?
Yeah, would also be true. Oh, Rav Papa lo amran ela tegav. The inam etaheret ben aveset, nor does she become tahora until she is okeret three times. Amr Papa lo amran ela tegavate tzlat hazimne, the trich of tzlat hazimne. Let me make one thing clear. The only time that we say that you need three times in order to be okeret veset is when that veset was originally established three times. Aval trezimne, if you have a veset that was established twice, then even the chudazim in the akula. You don't need an extra time. It's the question over here, was it kavua b'chazaka or not? If it was a kavua b'chazaka, then even missing it once means you no longer have to worry about it. Right? Isn't that in the Mishnah too? My kamash. But again, I'm troubled by this. The Mishnah closed with the words, "In ha'isha kovat la beset achitik ba'ena shalosh pa'amim." Now, I mean, to me, that says that you don't have a beset kavua without a chazak of three times, and that other than that, you don't have to be choshesh. Ah, that's true, but don't have to be choshesh for what? I mean, ma'u detema chod alachod and trei v'trei. I mean, why not have it? Look, the Mishnah talks about a case where she now has to be choshesh at the 16th. Misses the 16th, she doesn't have to be choshesh for the 16th. Now she's choshesh for the 16th. But suppose she's seen twice on the 16th. So then perhaps she should be choshesh the next two times on the 16th. After all, it's tlata la tlata, isn't it? And you need three times to be okay the three times. So maybe let's even things out. In other words, the case given to the Mishnah is skip once for a one-time so-called established veset. In other words, a chashash. So maybe you need to skip two times for a case where the chashash was established two times. And then once you get into a chazaka, all chazakas are the same. So it's three against three or three against four. I mean, that would be like Adim already. You know, you got two Adim against 100 Adim. Okay. But certainly I might have entertained the notion that you need, there's a slightly better kviyut with two times Riyah on the 16th than one time Riyah on the 16th. And the Mishnah doesn't talk about that case. Comes along with the Prophet to say, no, komash, man. You should know that it makes absolutely no difference. If it's less than three times, then you are only going to be chosheshet once. Tanya kavasid of Papa, and we have a Raya and a Braisa. Haitalem muda liyot roa yom esrim. Vishinta liyom shloshim. So now, zebeze asuri. Higia yom esrim. Velo rata. Okay, now, next day 20 comes. She skips it. Muter b'shamesh ad yom shloshim. She still has a veset kavua at the 30th, from the 20th. So from the 20th to the 30th, she's got no problem. She's got to worry about the 30th because of a veset she'ena kavua. So v'choshim yom shloshim. Higia yom shloshim v'rata. And indeed, she's now on the 30th. Now comes the 20th again. Again, she skips the 20th. So higia yom esrim v'lo rata. V'yagia yom shloshim v'lo rata. Now comes along, higia yom esrim v'rata. Kutar yom shloshim. So now she has been roya again, twice. But that's not a problem. Because she only has to be okeret, her re'iyah, her twice re'iyah, with a one time, and she's now back on her iser of Neser Yom Esrim. Why Neser Yom Esrim? Even though she has skipped it, Mipnesha Orach Bezmano Ba. The next Esrim she's going to have to worry about, because she was only okereted twice. Even though you're going to say, but wait, how about the last time she was okereted, wasn't it? Because she saw on Yom Shloshim. Okay? So Rashi explains that's not called an Akira, because she had never been okereted to the Yom Shloshim a third time. Okay? So therefore, unless you have three times now Akira, doesn't mean anything. Mipnei she'orach, the previous orach, which is the Esrim, has now reestablished itself. This, once again, serves as a segue, as we often find, the end of the parak is a segue to the beginning of the next parak, that nashim bitulehem, now we haven't really spoken about bitulim at all, and this mish is a transition between the shasha vestot to the dinim of dam bitulim. So when it comes to bitulim, women are like vines. Yes, in ve'hagefen, be'in ve'hagefen. Yesh gefen she'ena adom, yesh gefen she'ena shachor. You've got different types of vines. You've got light-colored wine that comes from some vines. You've got dark-colored wine from other vines. Yesh gefen she'ena meruba, ve'yesh gefen she'ena mu'at. And they also have vines that have a lot of wine, and vines that have a minimum amount of wine. And the same thing is true in women. Now Rashi now switches this meruba and so on to discussing not only betulim, but domim in general, which is now a transition to the end of the Mishnah. Reb Yehuda Omer, kol gefen yesh la yayin. Every vine has got to have some kind of yayin in it. V'she'in ba yayin hareza durkati. If it doesn't have any wine, then that's the kind of gefen that gets cut down. Because nobody's going to propagate that gefen. Meaning, tana dor katua. In other words, there are going to be reproductive difficulties where there's problems in finding dam. Because the implication is that without having a serious menses, there may be insufficient preparation for pregnancy.
Now, so the Mishnah is talking right. about Sulim, and then it changes?
Right. In other words, it means that overall, the tendency to bleed in a particular woman. That's what Rashi says over here. Kol isha yesh la betulim vidamim.
Mm-hmm. And the metaphor to the vine and wine?
Right.
That's all blood or also just...
It would be all blood then. That's at least in the last piece. Kol gefen yesh lo yayin. In that part, the kol gefen yesh lo yayin is a transition to bichlal. Tani Rebbe Chiyar, kishem sha'asor yafel isa. And look, it's true that sourdough is sourdough. I mean, you're not going to eat that kind of stuff. But nonetheless, if you want a good dough, you need to have the sourdough in it. Now, you may not like the fact that there is such a thing as menses overall. That's tough, because it's also damim reyafim leisha. So the damim themselves may not be particularly desirable, but lemaisa overall, for reproductive capacity, it's valuable. Tana mishum Rabbi Meir, kol isha shedamea mirubin, banea mirubin. If there's a lot of bleeding, so then that's a sign of fertility. So don't be too upset. Hadron Allah Aisha. Speaking about, well, in Daf Yomi Shas or in Shas? We have to establish that. Nida is not the last Masechta in Shas. Oops, in this last Masechta in Shas. That's a problem. There was a little bit of an oversight in the Daf Yomi because they hadn't printed the Mishnayos for the end of Kachim with the Dafim on it. Atiris. If they had done the same as they did for Kachim, when they put the Dafim on it, we would have included the Mishnayos. Mm-hmm. Then we would have been in good shape.
We would have been in very good shape.
They should have talked to the printer.
People would not.
That's right. There's no Gemara, but not only that. In Kachim, there was also no Gemara. And we included it. Because at the end of Tumid, they already continued the Dafim. So the Mela, they included the Dafim. So include a Dafim. Look, it's like much of evolution. A lot of it is just coincidence, you know. It's like the QWERTY typewriter.
The
QWERTY
typewriter?
The QWERTY, right? QWERTY, you know, the letters of the current typewriters that we have.
It was
designed for a completely different purpose. I mean, now it's
be efficient, so they don't jam, because the mechanical...
Right.
If you type too fast, the manual things...
Oh, really? You mean the letter...
their letter, the placement, is very inefficient for typing. But it's placed this way in order to avoid entangling the jamming the keys on the old typewriters where they would cross each other and get caught. So, but now, what are you going to do? So now you're going to change. I mean, this diuretics, what do you mean? Kach osu avi seinu.
Are you showing me on the typewriter?
No.
Rabbi, there is some Yerushalmi on Tyrus, and not Kutchin. Unfortunately, we don't have one.
Before we go to the next one, let me just clarify something. Yeah. The last one I want to ask is the kvios of a progression the same as a kvios for a Yom Echad? In other words, once you figure out that it progresses to Yom Yom, is that basically the same?
Yes.
Does that have the same chazakah?
Yes. It's the same chazakah. The only difference is that you would need an extra day
time.
And there's one other problem, an obvious problem. What happens when it already gets to the end of the month?
I was wondering about that.
that's already a big discussion as to whether that's mevatel the veset, if it's supposedly dependent on, does that mean that now it's a skip? It depends actually how you learn in this whole sugya about the relationship to the moon in the month, or the connection of the haflogah to the month. Okay, but that, other than that problem, that's the same. Okay, so the Mishnah says, getting now to the Dam Betulim, I'm going to try that again. Thank you. So a tinoket, shiloi yezman alirot. And we have three different age groupings that we're going to be discussing over here. One is tinoket, meaning she's not yet a nara. The other is a nara, which is the 6-month period now after reaching puberty. And the other is already a bogeret. There's also the issue, besides the age, there's the issue of, has she actually had a period? So now, a tinoket, shelo higia zmana lirot. If you're talking about a child who has never, ever, well, no, I shouldn't say that, because even if she saw, according to me, it wouldn't make any difference. But she's not at a time that she should have a kavua mensis.
That's not the same thing?
No, because she might have seen once before through something or other. She might have been born seeing
one. Right, but that doesn't mean she's
right.
Having mensis.
But lo higia zmana lirot means it's not her time yet. And she gets married. So now the assumption is that she is going to bleed in intercourse from Betulim. Now the question is, I mean, how long does that go on? I mean, you could say, you know, well, for the next 10 years, any blood that she's Raya, she's actually bleeding from Betulim. I mean, there's got to be a point at which you're going to worry that maybe actually bleeding is stimulated by Tashmish. And then you've got a real problem on your hands. So Beit Shammai says, look, we give her 4 nights, okay? And during those 4 nights, even if she continues to bleed, there's no iser on her. She has a sore, basically. We know that the only dam that is dam dinus is batame. Not a known wound, so she has a wound. So we're not koshish for more than that. Beit Hillel Omrim, Beit Hillel says, ach t'chaye hamakah. She can have as long as we know, and we'll discuss this thing tomorrow, as long as we know that there is still a wound and that the betulim have not healed to stop bleeding, then we assume that all that's happening is that that wound is being irritated now in intercourse and she's bleeding. No, nothing to do with nidot at all. By the way, there is a question over here, which earlier in the Masechta we had this issue, the Rosh considers, whether Beit Hillel might also be coming to be machmer on Beit Shammai. Because as we'll see, the 4 nights of Beit Shammai could be any time. In other words, let's say the man sleeps with her, she bleeds, he goes away on a business trip for 3 months, comes back, that's night number 2. Goes away on another business trip, comes back a half a year later, that's night number 3.
We know that, or we're...
Yes, the Gemara will say this beferish. But according to Beit Hillel, which depended on Tchaya Makam, he may be saying that, no, well, we wouldn't do that because we know that the wound has healed. And so are we saying that Beit Hillel is only expanding Lakula, or is introducing a factor that may cause Chumrah? He gives Manelirot. Now suppose she's already a Na'ara. Vinny said that she goes and she gets married. Beit Shammai Omrim, well, in that case, Nodnim La Laila Rishon. All she gets is the first night. So she can have one night with her husband in which she's bleeding. And after that, bleeding during intercourse is a problem. Ubeit Hillel Omrim, Ad Motzei Shabbat, being as the standard of the son to cause is to get married on Yom Revi'i, to let me say Yom Revi'i. So we give her four nights, Harba Lelot. Ra'ata va'oda v'beita. Now this is not the same as the four nights we're talking about in the case of Beit Shammai and Yom Revi'i. Here we're talking about Ad Motzei Shabbat. Why you have to mention four nights, that the Gemara is going to discuss. Ra'ata va'oda v'beita v'ya. Now, if this woman has had already a period before Beit Shammai Omrim, well, then it gets even tighter. Notnin la b'ilat mitzvah. We allow her to sleep with her husband, but that's it. I mean, what are we going to do? We can't not allow intercourse. That would definitely create some problems in human relationships. But what we can do is, we could say, okay, as soon as that's over, they now have to be parish from each other because she's bleeding and we have to have a chashash. Maybe that blood is dam of nidos. Where's Beit Hillel Omrim? Kol ha'layla kula. She has that entire night, one night, despite the fact that she's bleeding, she's still considered to be tahora, and that night, all the dam that she would be roa is dam betulim.
Is that the same thing as not nina laila harishon?
That's the same thing as not nina laila harishon, yeah.
Is it a case of like tole the dam on?
Yeah, on betulim. Omer nagu by Yitzchak. Vafilu ra'ata. Look, when we say that achet chaya makah, and that's davka tinoket shlo yigia zman alirot, that's lo yigia zman alirot. Doesn't matter, even though she did see dam, it's just that it was lo yigia zman alirot. We would still have the same kula. How do I know that? Mimai, because look, minikamatzli b'seifa. Notice where does it bring up in the Mishnah the question of whether she had previously had Ria or not. Only in the Sefer. The Sefer was a case where he has mana lirot, right? So there it was necessary to bring up the question, Ben Rata, Ben Shalo Rata. Why didn't we bring up that question earlier? So, Bichlav de Resha, Loshna Hakim. Loshna, apparently it's irrelevant to the Resha. Because since she's prepubescent, we have no chashash of the dam betulim being ma'oras to think, well, you never know, maybe it's dam nidos, it's just coincidentally now, it's at the same time that she's bleeding her dam betulim. We don't have such a chash because of the fact that she ought to be hormonally prepubescent as well. Tanya nami arfi, Beit Hillel Omrim achet chaya makah, bein ra'ata, bein lo ra'ata. Indeed, we find that Beit Hillel says openly, I don't care even if she had a re'iyah dam when she was a child. That's not something that is koveya any type of chashash. She's now a little girl. She remains a little girl. Little girls have wounds, but they don't have menses. And therefore, we have a right to assume that any re'iya is a re'iya of dam. Dam betulim. Achet chaya makah. When you say achet chaya makah, what establishes that exactly? What do we need? A gynecological examination? Ad kama. Om Rav Yehuda Omer Rav. Rav Yehuda quotes Rav as saying, Kol zman shenocheret. Nocheret is a strange. This nocher was cut through, rubbed, coughing up. What exactly is that? So as Rav Yehuda says, Ki amrita kamit shmu, we know that after Rav died, Rav Yehuda became a Talmud. Shmu would say over the Mamorim of Rav in front of Shmu. When I said this over to Shmu, Amarli, he said to me, look, I don't know what that word means. Nechirazo eni yodea mai. I mean, I don't know exactly what Rav was referring to. I mean, I can tell you that it's very simple. Kozman sha'arok matsui betoch hapeh mitmachmat tashmish. That is the shir. In other words, as long as every time that they have intercourse, there's always bleeding that's associated with it. So then we have reason to assume there's always an irritation still of a wound that exists. But as long as they could have had relations without bleeding, so then clearly you're not irritating any longer. If then she goes back now and is Rola Damat was Tashmish, we're going to have to worry that maybe now there's another issue involved here. What is the Nechira de Kama Rav Hechidami? What exactly did Rav mean by that Nechira? Omer Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, I spoke to Rav, and he explained it to me. But the Dima Farshali Minei de Rav, I heard from Rav that basically what he means is, in Nechira, means that there is still a rubbing problem. So therefore, Omedet V'ro'a, Yoshevet V'ina Ro'a. Let's say that if this woman stands, and in doing so, she now puts together the parts of the wound, and so she's now rubbing against raw skin, and that causes bleeding. But if she's Yoshevet, and in being Yoshevet, now she's pulling away the surface of the wound from any irritating contact, and then she's not rolled up. So that's a raya, that she's got a wound. And that's biyadua shalo chayta hamaka. Because it's the nechira, it's the rubbing, that is causing the bleeding. Or let's say, she's yoshevet now agave karker, sits on something hard, and that causes bleeding. But if she sits on karimuch satot, if we make sure that she sits on something soft, so there's no irritation, the inaroa. So again, I mean, that's a sign that there's an irritation problem, and that's what nechira means. Nechira means irritation, friction. And that's biyadua shelo chayta hamaka. And that's the same thing basically as the mechira elements in shechita, where something is being torn instead of being cut nicely. So now, on the other hand, if it's agabi kulam v'ro'ah, or agabi kulam v'inaro'ah, if lamaisa, it makes no difference, so no matter what the situation is, she'll either see or she won't see, but it's not a factor. The amount of irritation is not a factor. So then, biyadua shechaita maka. Biyadua means, as Tosis explains, not literally biyadua, but then we have to consider other issues as well. Now, igia. Same thing. Snoring is basically friction in the air passage. The air passage is closed, and the air is forcing open. So it's the friction of the air, so to speak, is causing sound. Igia zmana itma shimsha biyamim. It's a very interesting thing because it says arba leilot, and we know that we've established a concept called an ona, a night, a day. We've established this earlier in the Masechta. So the question is, are we talking about the time from the first Be'ilah all the way through Mitzray Shabbat, or are we talking about giving her rights? That she doesn't have to worry about this.
Including Mitzray.
So like we said, no, that's not the point. Only including Mitzray Shabbat. We said four nights. Uh-huh. So that's Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. Uh-huh. That he made clear. He said four nights. But the question is, suppose she used the daytime for relations. Does she now lose the nighttime? Are we sort of just giving her, like we said, she has the whole night. Okay, so she has the whole day. We're saying she has four nights, or she has 4 days. Or are we actually saying she doesn't have four nights? And we're just talking normally. I mean, she'd be sleeping with him at night. I mean, obviously, if they want to stay in their hotel room all day, they can use the day without losing the night. It's just that time is okay. So that's the shiloh over here. Shimsha b'yom says, well, what's the difference? I mean, so she has till Mitzray Shabbos. Loiv sida leilot. It's not like we're giving her permission in set times. Was leiv amariv sida leilot. Rav amar loiv sida leilot. Read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, ad Mitzray Shabbat. What's ad Mitzray Shabbat? It means a continuous time from now, Wednesday night, through Mitzray Shabbat. Levi said, well, you're only talking about half of the Mishnah, sir. Yivsida leilot. Because then when it says arba leilot, why does it say arba leilot? No, I'm not going to argue that arba leilot means she cannot sleep with him in the day. But arba leilot certainly means 4 periods that are the equivalent of a laila, meaning an ona. So arba leilot diktani arba'a onot. If she wants to use those arba'a onot in the daytime, that's her business, but we certainly don't mean the entire period, night or day. Hey, according to Rav, why indeed does it say Arba Leilot? I mean, if the issue over here is that she's got the entire time from Wednesday night through Saturday night. Just say, Ad Matzei Shabbat, huh? That Urach HaRek HaMashmah look. I mean, the Mishnah is just giving a little shtach to teach you Derech Eretz over here, that's all. The Dark of the Bi'ah B'Leilot. It's talking, again, to stress that a nice time for intercourse is the nighttime, not the daytime. And according to Levi, why does it say Ad Matzei Shabbat? It should have just said Arba Leilot. Obviously, I mean, I know how to count. She gets married on Wednesday. That means Ad Matzei Shabbat. So Ad Matzei Shabbat Lomeli. That's telling me some other interesting point. That he has a right to intercourse on Friday night. It wants to stress him. When I tell you till Matzei Shabbat, that means four nights.
Kolel,
in other words. I'm telling you four nights. The only way that's four nights, if it includes Friday night. But what about if this guy says, wait a minute, I'm going to cause bleeding on Friday night? That's an iser. That's a separate thing, and maybe there's no problem of nidus, but there's a problem of chilul Shabbos. Comes along the Mishnah to tell me, agav, there's no problem of chilul Shabbat either. Like Shmuel taught, the Shari Meva Lechatchila B'Shabbos. There's no problem over here to have the first relations on Shabbos. Get a Shmuel. Domar Shmuel, Pirtza Dechuka, Mutar Lekanezba B'Shabbat Apapi Shemetzir Tzvarot. Even though, when normally you're not allowed to dig on Shabbos, but there's an opening. You're going to go, an opening exists. It's a very tight opening. You're going to squeeze through. In the act of squeezing through, you're going to maybe knock out some stones from the edge. That's not called digging. That's called passing through a doorway. So here too, basically you have an opening. It's very tight. So therefore you want to squeeze in. Squeeze in. Itzma, ba'al v'lo matzadam, v'chazaru ba'al umatzadam. How about if originally you were a boil without finding dam? Now that seems to indicate that there was no wound. I mean, you would certainly expect that the first time would be the most difficult time. And then now, the second time you have relations with this woman, you find blood there. Can't be blood from a wound that never happened. And why would the second time bring a wound if the first time didn't? So Reb Chanina says, look, this is bad news. So, Tamea, Rabbis Yomer Tahor. Reb Chanina says, it doesn't make sense. Tamea, of course she's Tamea, the imita davidam betulim. I mean, if in fact this woman has dam betulim, then meikora habayasi, why didn't she bleed the first time? Rabbis Yomer, Ravasi says, no, she's Torah. Dioma itrami like it is Shmuel. Look, I mean, Shmuel, who was a doctor, he said, Yocholani livol kama bi'ilot belodam. If I wanted to, I could have plenty of times to sleep with a woman and never once cause any bleeding. You just gotta know what you're doing. But if you're an expert, it's very possible to avoid breaking the tulip. Now, we're not saying this guy is an expert, but if an expert can know what he's doing, then it may accidentally happen that someone did this without even realizing the particular angle was not going to cause bleeding. And since he doesn't know the difference between the first time and the second time, because it was all accidental anyway. So maybe the first time, he accidentally didn't break the tulim. Second time, he did break the tulim. I mean, such a thing is possible.
It says in Tzuvah, Shmuel himself, Bati Vatayah.
And that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and to that, I mean, the Yidach, to that, responds Rabbi Chanina, come on, Shani Shmuel, the Rav Guvrek. I mean, Shmuel is a big man, and he knows what he's doing. It's not something that happens by accident. What Shmuel is saying is that my Bikirut could allow me to carefully create such a situation, but it's not the situation that would happen without knowing what you're doing. So it's not a question of this can accidentally happen, but I know how to make sure it happens. It's a question of understanding exactly what Shmuel is referring to.
In the Gemara Ksuvos, was it suggested that Sheikh Vazera is covering the Dam Suma? That's why
we're covering what?
That's why I
want that's for in terms of other questions. Mm-hmm. We got the chashas of them soon.
And you can't.
I'm not going to say that now you have copious bleeding and before you didn't notice any bleeding. I mean, we'll see the question of the coming up. Rabashashav Tikhvena. Omarad Bogeret, on the third level, that wasn't discussed in the Mishnah, we had Lo Igiyazman Elirot is a Tinoket. Igiyazman Elirot is a Nara. Bogeret, Notnin La Laila Harishon, only if she was never Rata in her life. So in other words, here she's of an age that she should have a period, and she's fully mature, but she hasn't gotten her period for some reason. So she still gets the Laila HaRishon according to Beit Hillel. But Hanimile Shelo Rata, Avorata, even Beit Hillel agrees to what Beit Shammai says is the case of a Nara, Ela Ela Bihilat Mitzvah V'tulo. She has nothing more than that first via, and now they have to be Purish immediately, if there's any bleeding.
I think the whole night, just the first.
Just the first actual via. And then the moment he's Purish from that via, it's
if
all
there's
over.
Down.
Sorry?
If there's no down, also?
Also. Well, we'll talk about the... we're going to talk about Halacha to us and what the Mishnah is referring to as we continue. Right now, let's assume if there was done, or at least pain. Okay, to be continued.